Our next ticker at 6:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Hardline afternoons 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Will you ground it or pound it? Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and find out how to hit it hard, go yard, and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The P1 Wild Ass Circus and Desperado's Coaches Show will be at Desperado's Mexican Restaurant tonight. That is at Greenville at University in Dallas. It'll be from 9 until 11. The Desperado's Coaches Show with Will McClay will get going at 8. The P1 Wild Ass Circus will be at 9. Live from the patio of Desperado's, they will have $2 margaritas during the broadcast. Big Dick Hunter will be on hand to ride herd over both.
You know why they're having it on the patio, don't you?
Why?
Well, those coaches can escape Big Dick and the ass whipping.
That's probably a pretty good idea. It is 6:39 here on The Ticket. Brought to you by Subway and Dish Direct. Here's Cobra.
Last night, as we got off the air, Jane Fonda started her book signing. She did a little impromptu speech about her life, her book, what she's going through right now. Well, being single again and getting into acting again and just being a good person again, Mike.
Greg.
A couple 300 people showed up.
Hey, Greg.
Supporters. And there were a few protesters. A
couple of 300? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't figure that.
What'd you expect?
Well,
she's still Jane Fonda.
Yeah, but I mean, are 200 or 300 people going to show up and see her?
Yes. You're talking about
it. Frankly, I thought there'd be more.
I honestly did, too. You're talking about an American icon.
She's won 2 Academy Awards. I don't know why. They shouldn't give awards to people like her.
Why not her?
She's a bitch.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Corby.
Good Lord, that's shocking.
Snake.
But true.
Listen how emphatic that is.
She's a bitch.
Gosh. Who is that in reference to?
I'm so glad
Mariah Carey. Okay? Mariah, and I stand by it. Mariah.
She just reeks a slut.
Carey. Yeah, I thought there'd be more. I mean, think about the 2-time Oscar-winning actresses. Meryl Streep. She's won a couple, hasn't she? I do believe.
I don't think so.
Meryl Streep?
I know she's been nominated.
Meryl Streep's won. She's an Academy Award winner.
I don't think she's won 2, has she?
I don't know.
Maybe she won one for supporting. But I think Jane Fonda, I think she won 2 best actresses.
For what?
For Clute and for Coming Home. Ironically enough, a Vietnam movie. No. Is that right? Did she win for Coming Home?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, with John Boyd?
Yeah, she didn't win for On Golden Punch.
No. Anyway, she stood up there in front of the people, and she says, even though I'm famous and privileged, a lot about my story is universal. It's the story of a girl who grew up thinking she wasn't good enough.
Oh, it's a girl that grew up stinking rich from a very famous father. She did nothing.
She struggled, Greg.
She struggled. She did not struggle. She grew up rich.
She barely could get into college.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
The writer of this article said she was feisty, funny, and articulate. And her book signing was classic Jane Fonda. She drew parallels between the Iraq War and Vietnam. Quote, we were lied to. The government lied to us to get us into the war. She says, yet, the war can be wrong, but the desire for men and women to fight for their country is noble. She also said, that I wanted to be just like... Oh, I'm sorry. That's a quote from someone else. She says, I'm not alone. I'm with myself and my children and my grandchildren, even though I've been divorced three times. Three times? Turner.
Tom Hayden.
Oh, Tom Hayden.
Roger Vadim. Roger Vadim.
Tom Hayden. The great Tom Hayden. You like Tom Hayden?
Tom Hayden.
Whatever. Wasn't he part of the Chicago 12 or whatever?
The Chicago 7.
I'm sure there were five more guys.
Cobra.
But then there were 20 people that protested. They picketed across the street from the bookstore. The cops wouldn't let him any closer.
Of course not. Protect her.
Well, the police told local business owners that, you know, they didn't want him around, basically. Hmm. It's private property. One guy started shouting during her speech. He just said, can you please apologize? He says, I'm a helicopter pilot from Vietnam. To which she said, I've been apologizing every decade since. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then a bunch of old women turned around and said, can you just leave her alone? We're here to enjoy this. Can't you understand that?
Hello.
Then he got in his helicopter and flew away.
Yeah. So is that good enough for him? She said she was sorry?
Yeah, he didn't say anything else. I mean, what more do you want? Can you not apologize enough?
There's some things you just can't apologize for.
And she didn't kill anyone, though.
No, no, but when you go over there with the enemy,
uh-huh,
and you pose for pictures while they're abusing Americans, and then when an American prisoner of war that they parade in there, when he tells you, hey, look, tell everybody that they're torturing us, and then she turns around and tells Charlie that, and they beat the absolute crap out of this guy. You know what?
Well, did that happen?
That happened.
Supposedly.
That happened. No, she pretty much admitted it happened. So, yeah. You know what? There's just some things you just, that you go, okay, well, it's good that you're sorry, but I don't forgive you.
Well, obviously, George called in to say something to Danny, and he was thrown on the air.
Yes, I heard his cries of protest.
No, no!
George Dunham.
Now, George hates Jane Fonda as much as Grego.
Yeah, I do. I don't forgive her, and I was, first off, I wasn't trying to bog you guys down.
No,
Grego were going together to the book signing to protest.
I know, but I never called Grego. Actually, I did, and Grego didn't call me back this weekend.
Grego?
Oh, there you go, Grego.
Well, you dropped the ball, Grego. That was your big chance.
I can't believe the woman that you hate more than anyone was 20 minutes away, and you didn't go fire a shot at her.
But you know what? What are you going to say to her?
Like this guy said, hey, can you please apologize?
Yeah, and she did. She said, I'm sorry. So then what?
And then you back down like, you're so hot. I loved you in Barbarella. Hey, hold on.
I mean, I had nothing.
You would have backed down, George, right?
I'm not very good at confrontations.
See, but Grego is.
That she's profiting off of her, you know, disloyalty to this country. And then, you know, drawing all the...
She's not profiting off of it.
Huh?
She's not profiting off of it. She's
profiting.
No, she's not.
She's writing that book, My Life So Far.
Okay, well, in that book, she talks about how she knows she did the wrong thing.
Yeah, with the preface of our... government's lying and draws parallels to now, and just, you know...
Well, okay, how do you know she's not right about that? How do you know she's not right about that?
I don't know. It just seems like to me it's the big liberal, hey, George Bush is lying thing, and I could do it...
Was the government not lying to us about Vietnam? Haven't we proven that?
No, they didn't lie about it. They just weren't right about it.
I think the biggest... things they made tons of miscalculations.
Right.
I mean, they still haven't found the BLTs.
How are they lying? I mean, we had people over there showing the death and destruction every day. It was coming back on the news. People.
They just didn't know how to fight a jungle war.
Yeah, we knew what the body count was, but we just, you know, stayed in a lot of poor decisions, miscalculations. I don't know if it was just all-out lying. Maybe we did about covert operations and stuff like that, but that's always going to be the case.
Hmm.
It's Georgie time.
I don't know, but, you know, it wears me out, too. I've seen the reviews of the book, and she had those quotes this morning drawing all the parallels to now. This is not Vietnam, but all these liberals want to think it is.
Yeah, slow down.
Well, whatever. Yeah, George Bush lied, right?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it looks like we're going to be over there for a long time, and, you know, I just noticed
a
kid from Denton just died.
A while.
You think George Bush is above lying about this?
Whoever thought things in this country would be straightened out, the chaos we had in the 60s?
This country? Compared to what's going on over there?
Huh?
Compared to what's going on over there? Don't compare that to this.
We don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, we do.
What's going on there? Corby,
oh, you're
going
to believe everything coming out of the liberal media?
No, but I believe, like, the guy that came up and talked to us the other day at the show.
He said things aren't as bad as they said.
Things are better than they were.
Right.
But, I mean, you said, how long is it going to take? And he was like, God, I don't know. I mean, who knows how long we're going to be over there?
Grego and Ryan, you were saying this. Did anyone in this country think that you'd return to normalcy in this country with all the death and destruction we had in Vietnam and the violence that we had on the streets over here?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we had cities burning down and stuff like that then, and easily then you could have thrown up your hands and go, oh, we're always going to have to deal with this.
It's not the same.
George, stop it.
Because they've had that type of insurrection for millions of years.
Yeah, and some of it we will never fix. You're right.
No, we'll never fix it.
You know, you're talking about somebody that, George, you know, they were over there torturing our soldiers. They were violating the Geneva Convention. And she was over there posing and laughing with them.
Okay, and now she knows she did the wrong thing.
She was just like a little girl. She was a kid.
There are some things that you just don't forget.
But she always prefaces it, Ryan. She always has some qualifying statement along with it.
Well, okay. I mean, she's still got certain beliefs, but she knows she did the wrong thing. She's not going to do that again. I don't see why you guys just can't cut her some slack.
Yeah, she's not going to go to Afghanistan and give Bin Laden a mustache ride.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with Danny today? He's been unbelievable.
I don't know.
But you know what? I love him right now. If she showed up on the Clinton News Network and just hanging out and playing patty cake with Bin Laden, wouldn't surprise me a bit. Yeah, that's the way the slut acts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
It was 40 years ago. 40 years.
Tell that to all those POWs. They were getting the hell beat out of them.
Yeah, they still live with that nightmare.
Yeah, but the thing is, she wasn't over there promoting beating the hell out of Americans.
Yes, she was.
The point of her journey over there was just to prove that those people were humans just like the South Vietnamese were. Yeah. That was it. It wasn't to get the hell beat, you know, to kill Americans. And she made a mistake.
And I doubt if she is the focal point of the angst of those people who got the hell beat out of them 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, she's not either. Well, when those people think about what went on back then, they probably don't think about her.
Well, they probably don't, but they also, whenever they see her come around selling books and smiling and appearing on Oprah, you know, it probably eats at them a little bit, knowing they were sitting in the Hanoi Hilton at the time, and then here she is profiteering off of it.
Yeah, Ryan, are you ever not going to hate the fish?
No, I'm not.
See?
And what did he do? Nothing.
Yes, he did, too.
What? What did he do?
He treaded on our turf.
What are we in a game
now? Without giving us,
yeah.
Giving us any due for what we had done. And you know what? He was truncated.
Right, but now
not
let him...
Not once, but twice.
Now let him go live his life and be happy, you know? Right. Leave the guy alone. This is the same thing. Just forgive and forget.
I've got nothing to say to him. Hey.
Right.
What about the ticket hike? We're going to forgive him?
Nope.
So, see, you're having a little bit of trouble forgiving, too.
Right.
We're not talking about me.
No, we're drawing comparisons about you guys.
We're talking about you guys, not me.
Right, but we're throwing it back at you.
You want to talk about me? We'll do that some other time. But we're talking about you two right now.
George. Well, I'm never going to forgive her, ever, no matter what.
That is so wrong.
I don't really care much. I mean, it doesn't rile me as much, but that's the thing to me. She's just insignificant now.
Did you think she was hot back in the day?
She was all right, but who cares if she had threesomes back in the 60s?
No, I'm just saying, didn't you think she was hot?
I do.
Like in Barbarella and stuff?
I don't know. I was like 5 years old. What did I care?
Yeah, there's no question she was hot.
There's never been a day of her life, even now, when she was not a nice piece.
Right. There's no doubt she is.
Even now?
Even now.
And you know what?
Oh, George.
She was a nice piece and looked great when she was sitting on that tank with Charlie.
So do you think
but she, that does not erase the fact she was sitting on the tank with Charlie?
Where else are you going to sit?
Tank.
You pretty much
right.
have to sit
not
there.
Not taint.
Oh.
Unless you're like on
tank.
One cheek, maybe.
Right. So let's say in the 80s when you were full throttle Grego partying and stuff and she showed up at Players or Confetti's or something and was hitting on you.
I'll answer for him. Out.
No, sir.
Oh, Grego!
No, sir.
When you were 20 years old and hot Jane Fonda walks in.
Smoking hot Jane Fonda walks up and all she wants to do is go to the tub club with you.
You know what? Back then, I could have got somebody else just as hot.
So really?
That's right.
Really? As hot as Jane Fonda?
Simple fact.
No way.
Well, why are you screwing Snuffle up against them back then?
Well, you know, it's...
Oh, my God.
He was pro-war back then.
Oh, my God.
We are late,
George. Look how late
you
made us.
What are you doing, George?
I didn't even... All I did was just...
We're going to get written up.
What did I do?
You realize what this is going to do to our on-time report?
Like y'all care about that.
You're right. We don't.
Georgie.
All right. See ya.
All right.
Oh, stop it.
We've had both musers on and... Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, first time we've had them on this
amazing. Yeah,
first time we've had them on this decade.
Stop farting, George.
By the way, we're not hard on the traffic chicks. Just Gordo is.
That's all of you.
Leave her alone.
To her.
Not me. I'm nice to Barb. She likes me.
Would you?
She hates you. She comes out in here every day talking to us about what you'd done to her that day.
Not me.
Yes, you.
That's not true.
George. Gordo. It is 10 o'clock. We have to go.
George, let us go, man.
Number 8.